streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge in Jackson, Mississippi, sentenced the first two of six fired white law enforcement officers who tortured two black men last January, breaking into a home with no warrant on a race-based complaint. Hunter Elward got 20 years in prison. Jeffrey Middleton, 17 and a half. Victim Eddie Parker.
What, you know, is given and what is done, I forgive that part. But other than that, he still did, you know what I'm saying, what he did, and he has to be punished for it.
Two more to be sentenced on Wednesday. Texas still cannot enforce its law authorizing local authorities to arrest and deport individuals they suspect of being in the U.S. illegally. The Supreme Court ruled Texas could, while the law is being appealed. Later, an appellate-level court again ruled Texas cannot. Argument set before that panel on Wednesday. A New York judge sentenced Frank Cavalluzzi to 14 years in prison for attacking Black Lives Matter protesters with a bladed glove in June 2020. This is ABC News. The fugitive owner of an adult-oriented website has been extradited from Europe to the U.S. to face charges.
Captured in Spain, Michael Pratt has now been returned to San Diego and on Tuesday entered a plea of not guilty to charges of sex trafficking. He's accused of creating a website called Girls Do Porn in which teenage girls allegedly responded to modeling ads and then were coerced into making adult videos. The videos allegedly went up onto popular adult websites, and prosecutors say his own site made $17 million. A colleague of Pratt's on Tuesday was given 14 years in federal prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Shop Talk, ABC News partner ESPN, and the college football playoff announced a nearly $8 million deal, giving the network exclusive rights to the expanded postseason through 2031, with the national championship game moving to ABC starting in 2026. The conferences agreed to at least a 12-game playoff starting in 2026. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had some harsh words for the organizers of the attempt to kick him out of office. He spoke about the recall effort at a WisPolitics luncheon Tuesday.
You call these organizers whack jobs.
Yep.
Morons. Who else do you think are whack jobs and morons?
It's a pretty small number, but the people who did this, whack jobs and morons.
While the petitioners failed to get enough signatures to trigger a recall election under Voss's current maps, they may have enough under his new maps. The state Supreme Court is deciding which maps they need to use and are asking for arguments from all sides to be filed by Thursday. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks prepare for the Celtics.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks host the number one seed in the East, the Boston Celtics, tomorrow night. Damian Lillard, what they did better on Sunday in their decisive win over Phoenix.
I thought the ball just moved well. We was able to get into the paint and get them kind of in rotation, and I think the ball just went where it was supposed to go. When that happens, you get quality shots.
Milwaukee, the number two seed in the East, 10 games behind Boston. NFL, former Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell posted over 20 tweets about his time in Green Bay. Green Bay, saying he met privately with Matt LaFleur last season to tell him what he thought was wrong with the defense. The Packers released Campbell last week. He's now with the 49ers. Those tweets have now gone viral. Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Angels. At age 65, Pat Murphy asked about finally becoming a full-time manager.
A lot of people have reached out and said, oh, you deserve it, you know, and I don't feel that way. You know, I don't feel deserving. I just feel grateful.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky will take us through the overnight, lower 20s by daybreak, and northwest winds will be breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 30s. That wind out of the northwest stays blustery. More clouds Wednesday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, get to know the City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson a little bit better. Don't miss it, 2 to 4 p.m. this Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old friend, Dr. Bandy Lee, a medical doctor, a forensic psychiatrist, a violence expert, president of the World Mental Health Coalition, editor of the book, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, and most recently, the author of a new book, Profile of a Nation, Trump's Mind, America's Soul. You can follow Dr. Lee over on Twitter or whatever you call it these days, Bandy X Lee number one. And also, Dr. Lee has a great Substack column that's really worth subscribing to. You can sign up for free. Just go to Bandy X Lee, BandyXLee.substack.com, or just, you know, go to Substack.com and plug in Bandy Lee, and it'll pop right up. Dr. Lee, welcome back to the program. You've been writing and talking about, you know, Donald Trump and his threats and his psychology for a long, long time, and you know, how the APA went after you, and I want to get into that. But most recently, Donald Trump is now talking about bloodbaths and Jews, kind of in the not quite in the same sentence, but in ways that are bringing back some really scary echoes. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me back. And Tom, I've been quite enjoying your Substacks as well.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we've been warning against the psychological dangers of Donald Trump ever since he won the first presidency. And what we had been warning against, that his psychological dangers would translate into social, cultural, civic, and geopolitical dangers over time if he were not properly contained, has now come to pass. And as you know, just a few days ago, he was planning and fomenting an incitement of his followers once again through very violent rhetoric that many would recognize from very perilous times in history. But what I recognize is the psychological disposition of a very dangerous individual who is capable of assembling and has the emotional need to gather around him a private army of his own, gathered by his psychological contagion.
Can you speak to psychological contagion? Because America just seems, you know, I've been doing this program for 21 years. And the first 15 years of the program, one of the kind of hallmarks of this show was that I regularly had Republicans on, and I debated them, conservatives, libertarians. I mean, you know, it's and some of them, people who are fairly high profile now, and some of them who are fairly kind of crazy right now. And now they won't come on anymore. Since Trump, basically, nobody wants to come on and have a conversation. And the few who will, you know, it turns into a shouting match. Everybody's trying to imitate Fox News. It's like, America has changed since Donald Trump came down that escalator in 2015. How does that happen?
Yes. One of the reasons why I and a bunch of my colleagues felt that we had a responsibility to warn and inform the public was because we saw Donald Trump, someone with severe psychological symptoms and mental impairment, in such an important office as the office of the presidency, was actually a public health threat, and in fact a public health emergency, which was why I held my conference right away at the Yale School of Medicine, where I was faculty at the time, and we came out with our first book, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, 27 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President, emphasizing his danger to public health. Now, danger is different from diagnosis, and it is our societal duty. And at that time, there was an instant, unexpected bestseller. Macmillan, one of the big five publishers, took 5 weeks to catch up with the demand. And we met with over 50 Congress members at their invitation. And lawmakers at the time were depending greatly on our educating the public medically so that they could act politically. This is what they told us. Mm-hmm. But of course, at the time, the American Psychiatric Association, which is federally funded and which I resigned from because of their pharmaceutical industry connections, intervened and blocked us out of the media. And so what we have today is what we were very concerned would happen. In other words, if these severe symptoms in such an important, influential office were not contained, then eventually we would see the spread of symptoms through the entire population, to the point where we can't agree on facts anymore, we can't discuss ideas, facts and evidence don't matter, and this is what we see when there is a spread of symptoms from which is closer to mental pathology than rational decision making. So it's not surprising you're not able to hold rational conversations.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable. Peter Navarro, for example, I mean, we had him on the program a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month or two ago, because he used to come on regularly. He was an economist. We shared, a Hamiltonian economist, you know, of manufacturing should be the primary business of America kind of thing. And he was just a rational, decent guy. And then he hooked up with Donald Trump and he went insane. He just went insane. And the last time he came on the show, he was sputtering. I mean, it was like, I thought I knew this guy. I mean, he'd probably been on the program a dozen times in the past, 15 years before Trump. And Stephen Moore, of the Heritage Foundation, he used to come on and debate me all the time. And now these guys, they've stepped into another world. And you have warned about this for some time, and the APA going after you, I think, is just, it was shocking, frankly, to me. And I'm so glad that you have been fighting back and pointing it out. And again, I want to plug your Substack newsletter, because it's such an important one. Just, go to Substack.com and plug in Bandy Lee, or of course it's BandyXLee.substack.com. In your most recent book, your new book, Profile of a Nation, Trump's Mind, America's Soul, in your last Substack article, you mentioned that people have asked you, what do you mean by America's soul? So let me ask you that question.
Well, I think we've come to the point where we're at an existential place with respect to whether or not we will be able to address this, what I've sometimes called a mental health pandemic, whether we'll be able to bring the relevant, correct knowledge and to educate ourselves in a way that we can empower ourselves to meet the issue of our time. Because, of course, voting is important and political discourse is important, but there's a certain level of mental health and mental capacity that is a requirement for politics and certainly democracy to happen. And we're in a perilous place where that is being threatened. And of course, the phenomenon you described is something that I've commonly observed as a psychiatrist who's worked in the public sector. I've worked with violent offenders in prison settings and in state hospital settings where individuals often go untreated for a very long time. And what we see is that it's not the healthy individuals who correct those with severe symptoms, but the severe symptoms that spread to previously healthy individuals, such that after a while, after continued exposure, you almost cannot tell the difference between the person with a primary illness and those who secondarily acquired those symptoms. Mm-hmm. The only way you can tell is by obtaining a detailed history. And what we do in prison settings or in hospital settings is we separate these individuals. We either hospitalize the primary person or separate them in different cell blocks, and the symptoms in the secondary individuals dissipate. But this is what we have not been able to do. There was a momentary period when that had occurred. Right after the January 6th insurrection, Donald Trump was removed from all those significant social media platforms. And we saw a lot of denunciations. We saw a lot of people coming around, in a sense, being woken up from the spell that Donald Trump had had them under. But as he gradually moved back into the public sphere, we saw how dramatically that shifted from being correctly a riotous insurrection to now people who are politically persecuted and hostages and unbelievable patriots, as Donald Trump was saying before he went into his bloodbath.
Yeah.
But this normalization of violent rhetoric has been one of the influences, and that makes it very dangerous as we go more deeply into this campaign season, when he will be more and more exposed to the public.
Dr. Lee, we just have about a minute before we're going to hit a hard break that I can't control. But how best can we speak to people who might be wavering or who might be being influenced by Trump to help pull them back from the edge?
Yes. I think engaging them in discussions is important. There are, of course, many individuals who are a bit far gone that we can no longer hold conversations with. That would be a more fundamental change in society, going back to socioeconomic disparities. But as for those who are still wavering, engaging them in discussions and bringing back norms and standards. In other words, even if we had more mental health discussions in the public sphere, where mental health issues have become, as I said, from my point of view, the number one factor determining this election season, because it's so much at the fore, because one of the candidates is so severely mentally impaired, that bringing back norms and standards, bringing back memories of how discussions were possible with shared facts, and bringing back a focus on why what is happening is happening.
Kind of remind them of the good times. Dr. Lee, it's always illuminating speaking with you. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And check out Dr. Lee's Substack, bandyxlee.substack.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back to your media support group for We the People. I just want to remind you, long-term listeners to this program already know this story because you've heard me say it more than once, shall we say. But I think it's really important to point out that basically this month, starting last week from March 13th until April 7th or April 8th, is a dreadful anniversary of the period of time when Donald Trump and Jared Kushner put together a plan to allow 500,000 Americans to die unnecessarily because they thought it would mostly kill black people, seriously, and because they were desperate to get the economy back in shape because it was an election year. I just remind you of these events. It started March 13th was the date that Donald Trump shut down the country. That was when he issued the emergency declaration. And the skies and highways fell silent, and the Dow collapsed, and millions of Americans were laid off. And they even had the post office was going to distribute 5 masks to every family in America. They had bought 650 million masks, or they were in the process of acquiring them. And it looked like, you know, we were going to protect our people, like every other country around the world pretty much was doing. And then came April 7th. And on April 7th, the New York Times front page headline was, quote, "Black Americans face alarming rates of coronavirus infection in some states." That was followed the following day with an all capital letters headline on the front of the New York Times titled, "Black Americans Bear the Brunt as Deaths Climb." I wrote about this last week on HartmanReport.com if you want the whole story and all the hot links and all the data and everything. But that what happened was as soon as the news came out that it was mostly black people, about 2-to-1, disproportionately black people dying relative to their percentage of the population. And the reason is no secret. It had nothing to do with genetics or something like that. It has to do with the fact that, you know, black people are more likely to live in poverty, they're more likely to suffer from chronic health conditions because of structural racism. I mean, this is not rocket science. So any black people die disproportionately of everything relative to white people. They're more likely to die of cancer, heart disease, stroke, you name it. Of course, more of them are going to die of COVID. But when that news came out, the next day, Rush Limbaugh comes out and goes, "With this coronavirus, I've been waiting for the racial component. The coronavirus now hits African Americans harder than illegal aliens, harder than women. It hits African Americans harder than anybody. Disproportionate representation." And that entire following week, Tucker Carlson, Fox News, the Heritage Foundation, all these groups started yelling and screaming about how it's time to get Americans back to work. We've got to get Americans back to work. And it's, in fact, Jared Kushner had put together this little team of, you know, white college educated, you know, 30-somethings. And they came up with this idea to blame, you know, to push people back to work and then blame the deaths, which were mostly going to be black people in blue states. Keep in mind, back then it was New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Washington State that had COVID. They called it an effective political strategy. And it killed at least 500,000 Americans unnecessarily.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If that's not a crime against humanity, a genocide, if you will, I don't know what is. And it was done by Donald Trump and Jared Kushner just for politics.
Rhino and the Mayor in the Morning and the talk of Green Bay's choice for news talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge in Jackson, Mississippi, sentenced the first 2 of 6 fired white law enforcement officers who tortured 2 black men last January, breaking into a home with no warrant on a race-based complaint. Hunter Elward got 20 years in prison. Jeffrey Middleton, 17 and a half. Victim Eddie Parker.
What, you know, is given and what is done, I forgive that part. But other than that, still, he still did, you know what I'm saying, what he did, and he has to be punished for it.
2 more to be sentenced on Wednesday. Texas still cannot enforce its law authorizing local authorities to arrest and deport individuals they suspect of being in the U.S. illegally. The Supreme Court ruled Texas could, while the law is being appealed. Later, an appellate-level court again ruled Texas cannot. Argument set before that panel on Wednesday. A New York judge sentenced Frank Cavalluzzi to 14 years in prison for attacking Black Lives Matter protesters with a bladed glove in June 2020. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is defending herself after she used fake names to order military absentee ballots in 2022. Kimberly Zapata was on trial Tuesday. She said she was exposing gaps in the state's absentee voting system. Zapata was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could face up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. A middle school in Waukesha received a number of bomb threats after being targeted by a right-wing social media account. The account Libs of TikTok slammed the school's assistant principal on X over comments he made about how much say parents should have over education policy. All the threats have been deemed illegitimate, with some coming from other countries. State Superintendent Jill Underlee stood by the school and said that attacks and threats against schools are reprehensible and cannot continue. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky will take us through the overnight, lower 20s by daybreak, and northwest winds will be breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 30s. That wind out of the northwest stays blustery. More clouds Wednesday night. It's 33 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Hey, welcome back to the last half hour of the program on picking up your phone calls. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, while I was on hold, I heard your conversation with, I believe, Dr. Lee about the getting us to step back from the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a brief thing. Just look up Agenda 47.
Oh, this is, that's the Trump
presidency.
That'll
make your hair stand on end.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't frighten you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, this is, isn't that Stephen Miller and his buddies putting together that we're going to start tearing families apart at the border again and we're going to,
I think so.
Yeah.
And there may be other people involved, too. But a lot of it is Donald Trump himself.
Yeah.
You know, video clips and things like that. So anyway, but that's not what I called for. What I called for is I am singularly blessed or cursed, depending on how you look at it. You and I are hunters. So this is a hunter trait, but I didn't know I had it. I got involved in videotape editing. I'm a broadcast engineer. And the first thing with 2-inch tape, before helical tape, with 2-inch tape was you record black end-to-end on the tape, and there's an address track that has numbers on it, counting, it looks like time. It's literally hours, minutes, seconds, frames, mm-hmm. with colons between them. And you have that start about a minute before a rollover of an hour. And then you record the whole tape with black and silence, end to end. Literally, that's called blacking the tape. Mm-hmm. Then you come back, and starting where the numbers roll over at zero, you start replacing black and silence with the video you want. And so then you assemble the tape as, you know, build it, putting, splicing electronically pieces together.
Right.
I am singularly blessed in that I have a very short persistence of vision. So I can see an editing mistake, literally referred to as a black hole. This is before I heard of the black hole as an astronomical thing. Mm-hmm. A black hole in this case is where one piece of video ends, and then there's one frame of black and silence followed by the next video.
Right.
I can see those.
Which would be 1/30th of a second, right, typically on television?
Yeah.
Because your interlace rate is...
I can see that flash of black.
Yeah.
And now, my wife and I were... This is early 80s. My wife and I were watching television at a commercial station in the Bay Area, and she saw a flicker. I saw what it was. It was a black screen with blurred edge letters, so it looked like used an airbrush. And on the top of the screen, top half, it said TV, big letters, about 3 inches high on our screen. And below that, 20, TV 20. So black screen, white letters with blurred edges, so fuzzy edges. And about a second later, a second flicker. And on the top of the screen, it said right. And in the middle of the screen, it said it. And in the bottom of the screen, it said down. So TV 20, write it down. Now, this had to do with advertising. These were the Nielsen families who had diaries at that time, mm-hmm. and they were supposed to write down what channels they were watching. So this was the owner of this station trying to get the audience to correctly identify that they had been watching Channel 20.
Right. So you busted them, but was there ever any evidence that anybody actually responded?
My wife just saw a flicker and didn't know what it was.
Right.
You know,
right.
Two flickers, one and another, about a second or two later in the second flicker.
Right.
And this was happening regularly, like I would say maybe every 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Oh, there was a lot of buzz in the 70s and up until the, I think it was probably maybe the early 80s that the real debunking studies came out that you know, of stations trying to do this. Congress actually held hearings on this. I don't recall when. I've written about it. I wrote about it in one of my books, I think, of The Hidden History of Big Brother. There's a whole chapter about this. And I did a deep dive into it. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact dates, but did you ever confront anybody about that, or did you ever learn if there was any?
Being in the broadcast world, being a behind the scenes engineering type, mm-hmm. I did talk to some other people who said, yeah, they're probably doing that.
yeah. But does it work? I mean,
remember, at that time, VHF television was the television.
Right.
And most people didn't even think of UHF.
Right.
UHF was the double digit ghetto.
Right.
And a lot of people thought of it that way.
Right. And educational TV and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so all the big networks were all single-digit channels or low
up
double
to 13,
digits,
yeah.
Like 11. You know, they weren't up in the 20s and 30s.
Yep. Interesting.
But anyway, the reason I say I'm singularly blessed or cursed is when Hollywood came up with 70-millimeter films, think about that. That's a piece of film. The frame is almost like a small picture postcard.
Mm-hmm.
And to move it through a projector smoothly is quite an act, quite a trick. So they ended up reducing the refresh rate on the screen.
It's down to 24, wasn't it?
35-millimeter film. 35-millimeter film is 24 frames a second, but it's 48 light flashes on the screen mm-hmm. per second. With the 70-millimeter film, they couldn't do it that fast. They couldn't have two flashes in the same frame. So they ended up with just one. And if I went to a movie that was a 70-millimeter film, I couldn't watch it because it was like looking into a strobe light, and I couldn't even see the image.
I think for most normal people, isn't permanence of vision, the threshold for permanence of vision considered to be between 18 and 20 frames per second?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. Say, I have an abnormally short persistence of vision, which is why I could see the flicker.
yeah. That's fascinating, Bob. Bob, I got to move along to the next caller, but interesting conversation.
But I think as a hunter, that might have been an advantage at one point.
I think you're probably right. See that flash of light over there? That's lunch. That's, it's scurrying through the underbrush. I get it. Bob, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you.
Sure, thank you.
Yep. Jeff in Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. When you mentioned your experience as a child when you were in the backyard in Michigan or wherever it was.
Yeah, in Lansing.
Lansing, okay. I was reflecting on that. Of course, many of us have had our own experiences. But what popped into my mind right away, one association, was Elizabeth Bishop. She was the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. And she wrote very few poems, really. She was sort of like a Vermeer. But one of her great poems that she wrote in 1976, at the age of 65, she wrote her poem In the Waiting Room, and that's a very, very famous poem. And in it, she recalls herself, being in the waiting room at the dentist office with her aunt Consuelo, and she picks up a magazine and starts reading it, and all of a sudden she has an epiphany in which she says to herself, 3 days and I'll be 7 years old, and I'm saying to stop the sensation of falling off the round turning world into cold black space. But I felt, you are an I, you are Elizabeth. Anyway, she goes on, but it's a recognition of the self. I think it goes back to the self. And so this is about identity, and how do we form identity? And the last thing I'll say is kind of tying that into you had the psychologist with Trump. In our time, superficial is popular. Okay, much more than profound or visionary, mm-hmm. like that experience you had back in Michigan.
Right.
Much more than profound or visionary, and that's why Trump is successful to the degree he is. This is the nature of postmodernity.
Yeah.
Trump is, in a sense, a man of these times. times.
Well, in a way, did you ever see the movie The Music Man?
Well, yeah, but maybe he does belong on the cover of Time magazine. After all, he represents well the spirit of our times, Tom. Okay. He doesn't know who the hell he is. He has no idea of his own identity, and or the self, quote unquote, the self. And thanks to that vulnerable, an inquisitive and curious young boy back in Michigan who, all the way, he brings that up forward into today and today's discussion. And he formed, the Tom Hartman that I'm communicating with right now. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, Jeff. Thank you for your comments and your acknowledgement. And, I think Trump is probably never had a spiritual experience in his life. I think he's just been so filled with hate and rage and loneliness and emptiness and lack of love and
That's
rejection
right.
by his parents. He's such a wounded person. I used to have compassion for him. Now I just have revulsion. Jeff, thank you. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
That, by the way, that collection of damaged childhood and psychopathy, this characteristic of Hitler and Mussolini as well.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
You know, I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is. All right. Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews that I can get daily blood pressure support by just having a couple of tasty chews every day. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeets Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years, keep them by the bed so I don't forget. Superbeets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeets Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's right, T-H-O-M, Tom, loves, B-E-E-T-S, Beets.com. TomLovesBeets.com. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. John in Chicago. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, I'm calling about it. I went to vote today. I don't vote Joe Biden. You were saying Democrat going to do well. Democrat not going to do well. How long the Israel keep killing innocent kids, innocent women, and then I'm going to vote. And I when you were going to get a steam, I made you here. I'm precinct committee man here at Democrat. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people I talking, everybody saying how long they keep going, Democrat not going to win the election.
I think John, to a large extent, you're right. It's a very, very dangerous situation. And Netanyahu is very happy to destroy Biden's chances for re-election. Biden needs to be more forceful about this, and he needs to be withholding aid to Israel until something is done. I agree.
Yeah, he need to hold it. But Israel don't have a right to defend us. Come in somebody's house, kill their kids and women. And Joe Biden need to hold it and say Israel don't have a right to go somebody's house to kill.
Yeah.
And he need to fire Kirby and Jack. Because they went in the Israel that happened, Hamas attack, they was crying. They have a crocodile tear that coming down. Now 32,000 people died. They're not crying. They keep saying Israel have a right to defend. All Israel, the lobbyists in the White House, that why Joe Biden not saying anything.
This goes way beyond self-defense, what Israel's doing. And Joe Biden has said things. It's not that he is not saying anything. He's spoken out on a number of occasions, and you know he's pushing Netanyahu. But in my opinion, he's going to have to go a hell of a lot farther. And I suspect he probably will, but we'll see. John, thank you for the call. David in Burlington, North Carolina. Hey, David, what's on your mind today? David, listening on Sirius XM in North Carolina. Going once, going twice. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just like to piggyback on what you were saying earlier about the guy that you had spirited debates with, and all of a sudden you just didn't know who he was. I think we're witnessing the intersection of invasion of the body snatchers, Stepford Wives, and Stockholm Syndrome. You nailed the first one. You know, you just didn't recognize the guy.
Yeah.
The second example is the Republicans and the Dems. They hammered out this integration bill, and like, this is as good as it's going to get. And Donald Trump said, nix it. And they were like, yes, dear, okay.
Yep.
And then when you get to the Stockholm Syndrome, it's, you know, who Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, this guy, he's responsible for January the 6th, and it's at his feet, and blah, 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 blah. And then now all of a sudden, it's like, leave my killer alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just my observation of it. And as an aside, Marjorie Taylor Greene, doesn't she look like a combination of Amy Schumer and a Cabbage Patch doll without the deprecating humor and the personality?
Yeah, I don't want to pick on her for her appearance. I mean, I don't find her attractive, but that's
I find her very attractive. No doubt about that.
No, I said I don't find her attractive. But mostly I don't find her attractive as a human being. I mean, that's really where I'd like to keep the focus. But yeah, I get what you're saying, and I think your analysis, and particularly the Stockholm Syndrome part of it, is a very important analysis, Aaron. Thank you for calling and sharing that. Steve in Katy, Texas. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd just like to say that, you know, this Trump's cognitive testing lies. I mean, every syllable he uttered from his mouth was a lie, and he's pulled off another great con. You know, he's saying that he memorized five words. There's no standard five words. I mean, I was with my father when.
Well, apparently that's a test for dementia or for Alzheimer's or something. You know,
I had a stroke, so I had several different specialists do things with me.
And uh-huh.
So, yeah, several of them asked me to remember, you know, there was, you know, like an 8-step checklist they'd go off. And maybe the St. Louis one, if they were working off a checklist that gave them words, but you're not required to. They tell you, well, you know, when you're the evaluator, you know, think of five words you can remember and then ask the other person. Then you wait 10 minutes and see if they can remember any of them. And then he went on to say he looked at some pictures. I don't remember doing that either. I mean, I did a lot of visual things.
Yeah.
You know, including drawing the hands on the clock to make sure.
Yeah, well, you know, Trump's slogan is fake it until you make it. And that's what he's doing. Steve, thanks for sharing that. Good talking with you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Never was intended to be. It requires all of us. And in this election, if we want to save our democracy, you got to double check your voter registration every month. You can go to vote.org to do it. And make sure that everybody you know is registered to vote. And on election time, when that time comes, help them get out there. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, it's John Mine. On Wednesday's show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us to talk about healthy living. Mine on the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
right.
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Whether this becomes permanent remains to be seen, but hours after the Supreme Court allowed Texas to enforce its law authorizing local police to arrest and deport people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally,